Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much for checking in with us here on the Be Our Guest podcast. We're kicking off the weekend a little bit early, as we do, with a very unique Disney experience. Pam's going to share something that she did that she was kind of unsure about when she took off. But man, she traveled with Disney in a very special way. So stand by for this great show. But first, a word from our sponsors, and that includes our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. The Magic for Less Travel is a platinum earmarked agency, which means Disney has recognized them for the great service they give to their guests and the amount of trips they book each and every year. That makes their travel agents experts in the Disney destinations. You have a great team advocating for you. They're going to be looking out for you to make sure you have a great experience at your Disney destination, but more importantly, they're there to make sure that you're paying the lowest price possible on the most magical Disney vacation ever. So what I'm going to encourage you to do is drop by themagicforless.com today. Check out all the great specials and see what's going on. And while you're there, fill out that free, no obligation quote form. And maybe your next trip to a Disney destination is sooner than you thought. You got Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, Walt Disney World, but even Adventures by Disney. They're experts in the field. So check them out today. Let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast or over at themagicforless.com. Thanks again to everybody who continues to support the Be Our Guest podcast in the easiest way possible. You're going to shop on Amazon anyway for all those things that you need in your life. And you can support the show just by clicking through our link at brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. We get a small percentage of that price that you pay there. It costs you exactly the same as if you were clicking just through Amazon.com, but it helps support the podcast. So again, thanks to everybody who continues to support the show. Just click through and bookmark BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1381 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you. Hopefully you had a great week. Again, we're thinking about our friends over on the East Coast. I hope that things are, you're hanging in there. We're thinking of you. We've got our thoughts and prayers sending out to all of our friends in the storm's way. But let's kind of take a little escape from the storm that may be happening, and we're going to talk some fun Disney adventures today. And Pam is just back from an amazing trip over to Europe with Disney. And that's the cool thing is that nowadays you don't have to just travel to a theme park when you're a Disney fan. You get the opportunity to travel the world, which Pam is going to do again here soon. She's going to go to Alani. That's an amazing Disney adventure. You have Ricky traveling to Canada on a Disney cruise, and we're going to talk about Pam heading to Europe with Disney as well. It's amazing because it's not just theme parks anymore. In the last 10 to 15 years, it's amazing how Disney has expanded the universe for Disney fans like us. So joining us today from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less, we have Ricky. Ricky, getting ready to sail to Canada. You ready? Got that? You need a hockey sweater, I think, is what you need.
So we did go buy some sweatshirts, but we got new luggage for the cruise. So that's fantastic. And I'm just so excited because, you know, a week from today, I will be in the middle of the ocean and it will be pirate night. And I'm so excited.
Arr.
It's going to be amazing. Arr. I've got my pirate costume. It's already packed. It's ready to go. So I've got my Halloween costume because it's Halloween on the high seas. So that's all good. Now the problem is packing the rest of the stuff that I'm going to need. So, you know, the good thing is that on the ships, they do have laundry facilities. So since it'll be a 7-night cruise, I'm going to need the laundry facilities.
We actually use those every time we sail with Disney Cruise Line because it cuts down on what you need to pack. But I'd imagine this kind of cruise going to Canada, you know, a little bit different packing list than heading down to the Bahamas or the Caribbean.
A little bit, yeah. We are planning on packing like gloves and scarves and stuff like that because, you know, I've been looking at the weather forecast and it's like in the 40s for those. Up kind of where we're going, and I'm like, oh, and we're going to be on the ocean. So it's going to be even colder. So I don't know if the aqua dunk is going to be happening on this cruise or much of the pool. The hot tub will definitely be happening, but the rest of it I can't guarantee.
I can't wait to hear about this because it's such a different experience. But speaking of,
it is.
We're heading to Europe. We're going Adventures by Disney today, which is one of the, you know, I have to admit, I haven't done one yet. And it's something that is just, it's kind of a dream for me to do this one day. So Pam Forrester joining us, co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel back in the States, you know, and then she'll be out on the islands here soon again. You travel in the world. Pam Forrester, how are you doing today?
This has been a busy year for us. Just a lot of different things came up, different plans. And this one, you know, was sort of fell, you know, into place and it all worked out because who would have thought, I mean, I don't know, when you think about all the places you can travel with Disney, Adventures by Disney in particular has made this just even more incredible. You can travel with Disney to places like Japan and South Africa and even on these river cruises. And the river cruises are sort of the latest addition to the Adventures by Disney product. But for those of you who don't know, Adventures by Disney is a division of the travel company that specializes in guided tours. And they really take all the things that Disney is good about, right? Customer service and being prepared and all of that, and take it to a guided tour kind of vacation. And I think they are just so well done and such a unique sort of take on this because the adventure guides, which are Disney guides, sort of guide you through this experience of going to all these different places. And I think that's the kind of thing that you sort of miss when you tour on your own. I've planned a trip to Europe that was not through Adventures by Disney, and it was really months of planning and work. And when you get there, you still don't know, is this going to be a good restaurant to eat at? Or am I going to have fun doing this? Or what's the history behind this, which is the 12th church we've seen in the last 35 minutes? You know what I mean? You don't get that. And the adventure guides really sort of bring that to life. They sort of immerse you in the culture. And I know that that's something that every guided tour company likes to say, that they immerse you in the place that you are. But Disney does it in a way that I think is just not possible. They have really incorporated their rich storytelling abilities and made these trips something that appeals to the whole family. So anyways, I got to go on the Adventures by Disney River Cruise part of this new thing. And it's a new adventure. And I don't know, I'm sure there's lots of people who have thought, like you guys have, that river cruises might not be in your wheelhouse. Because first of all, maybe you think you're not in the right age group, right?
Age group? Yeah, that was what I was going to say. I was like, aren't they usually for old people? Like, oh, really, really old? Like, walking around in walker old? I mean, you know.
Well, I don't know if they're quite for that. I don't know, because it is, I mean, it's a lot of activities, actually. I think that maybe Mike and I are reaching that target market sooner than you are, Ricky. We're not quite there, probably. But that's the beauty of it through Adventures by Disney, that you see a lot of families on these river cruises too. And they're actually really active vacations and very much not like an ocean cruise in so many ways. They're just not the same. When you think of an ocean cruise, you think of, you know, hitting a couple ports, maybe scheduling some excursions, you're at sea day and things like that. But when you're on a river cruise, you don't get in that sea day. Your cruise is port intensive, as in just about every day you're going to wake up in a new port and there's going to be things that you want to go see. The other thing about a river cruise is that they're much more inclusive in that your shore excursions are usually included. In the case of the Adventures by Disney, and it's a partnership with Alma Waterways, which is a leader in the river cruise industry. But this partnership, and it means that your gratuities are included. Your meals are on the ship there. They rotate through a different kind of menu each night. And that's included. There's usually wine and beer included with meals, things like that. So it's a lot more of an inclusive kind of vacation. And the great thing is you get to travel, at least when you're doing the Adventures by Disney River Cruise, on these great rivers in Europe that take you on such historic locations. So that's another great thing about the river cruising.
So let me ask you this. There's so many questions. I know we only have about 25 to 30 minutes to cover a ton of adventures that you had, but I want to, you know, I think this is one of the biggest questions our audience may have, and I have it as well. Talk to us about the ship and the accommodations, the stateroom. How does dining work? Because I think a lot of, well, not everybody, but a lot of folks are kind of familiar with the ocean liners. You know how you have multiple, you rotate through dining, you have lots of restaurants, clubs, you know, kids clubs, stuff like that. What was the ship like? What was your stateroom like? How does dining work? Activities on board, that kind of stuff.
So the ship is a lot, I mean, much smaller with the river cruise kind of thing. It just really is. It's that, it's, you know, there's not as many people. There were about, there's about room for 150 people or so. Or more on the ship. That's about it right there. So think about that. When you think about the different stateroom categories, there are some inside staterooms. There are some ocean, not ocean view, water view sort of staterooms. There are rooms that have a balcony door that opens. You don't really step out onto it. It just becomes sort of part of your room because the door opens the whole way. And then there are rooms that actually have a balcony, but there aren't as many of those. And that's another thing that Disney has worked really hard with Alma in, is that they have some different stateroom accommodations that other river cruising companies don't have. They've made more adjoining staterooms so that families can stay near each other. That's the thing about so many of the staterooms on a river cruise, is that they're really meant for two people. And so if you're traveling with a family that has more than two, then you'll typically want to book a connecting stateroom. The great thing about the staterooms on the Amalaya, which was the ship that I was in and is a brand new ship, is that it did have some accommodations that did take more than two people in one stateroom. So that's something that you're going to want to consider, but just sort of get that out of your mind. The staterooms are a little smaller. Well, okay, they're smaller, small-ish, I will say, but very well appointed. When you first walk in, you might be like, I was kind of like, oh my goodness, so how am I going to do all this in here? But everything was great. There was enough closet space. We had room for storage, and it felt great. After a couple of days, we just sort of got a sense of everything, put things where they went, and it was all good like that. So yeah, a little difference in accommodation, but still fine.
So walk us through what it's like to be on the ship. Like what, as far as, because you said it's very port intensive, but I mean, basically you can reach out and touch all these cities because that's where you're going down a river. You know, I love teaching. I taught sixth grade social studies forever, and civilizations grew up around rivers, and you're at a hotbed of history over there in Europe. And I would imagine the things you're seeing, we have a picture on the screen for those that want to drop by YouTube, youtube.com/BRGuestPodcast, see some of the video, but you're seeing amazing things. But what's it like on the ship? I mean, how's dining work? Is there activities? Are there kind of local guides that come on the ship to prepare you for the next day, like some of the Alaskan cruises do? What's that like?
So there absolutely are guides. First of all, you have your Adventures by Disney guides. And we had a team of five that were on with us. And in each locale, they had great local guides who would help us when we got off the ship. But so dining takes place in one main dining room. And everyone pretty much eats at the same time for dinner. Lunch is a little bit more flexible. They had sort of a buffet, and the same thing in the morning. They had a breakfast buffet, and then you could order things a la carte as well. It all takes place in that one room. You just kind of go in and seat yourself. But we enjoyed pretty great food, I'm going to say. I mean, you know, I know that sometimes the food on an ocean cruise, I mean, you can tell it's from an ocean cruise. It's, you know, they're being produced for thousands of people. When you're cooking for 160 people and you get to order off a regular menu and things like that, you know, it was all good. Really just enjoyed that a lot. They had snacks and stuff that were available in this lounge area throughout the day. But the meal situation, I thought the food was really good on this cruise.
So when you're traveling on the boat's going down the river, what's that like? I mean, is it just kind of going with the current? It's real slow. It's real, because I know, like you mentioned, we'll show the video here or the pictures here in a second. Like you pass through some lock and dam systems. And I mean,
Yes. You're
like right there. I mean, you could literally reach out and touch, you know, like the walls.
Yes,
there.
It is. So it's funny. A lot of the traveling occurs at night because you get to a port. you get off the ship, you do all the activities there, and then you get back on the ship and it travels at night. There are some days where actually we got off the ship and we're doing an excursion, and then the ship went on without us and we met it at a different port. Ooh. Just that was closer.
Well, that's interesting.
To where we were. Yeah, it was. There were some days where there was the ship, you know, was in dock. There was a group of folks who got off to do a bike ride and was going to meet the ship at the next port that it was going to go to. But there were a couple times, like during the day, when we got to that day, part of it was experiencing just cruising down the river. And Steve and I sat in our room. We happened to have a room that had a balcony, and we really just hung out there. And it was such a cool experience. I mean, I knew it was going to be cool. I didn't know it was going to be that cool. It was just really, really great to be able to pass by these historic, these little fairy tale looking villages as you go down the Danube. And we got to see a lot of some of the folks that were at the beach in these different little towns, I will say.
Wait, did you get to see a lot of folks at the beach or a lot of the folks that were at
a
the beach?
A lot of the folks.
I understand. Wait, I got married in Jamaica. I also saw a lot of the folks.
But anyways, it was so cool, really, to look off in the distance and see castles or beautiful little fairy tale buildings, or we were pulling into one town and you could hear the clock chiming from that area. It was just really just so cool. I mean, like I said, I knew it was going to be amazing. I just didn't really realize how amazing it was going to be.
So. Okay. So I wish we had way more time for this one, but like, walk us through some of the adventures, because when you were showing me some of the pictures of the things you got to experience, because again, you're in a place that's just amazingly loaded with history and beauty in the architecture, mm-hmm. and just the how long the things have been there. And you've probably, like, one of the things I would do if I did this cruise or something like this, I'd be immersed for the 6 months prior probably in the history of the cities you're going to visit, because I think you would appreciate it more. I think that'd be different than any other kind of trip that I go on. I'd want to do a lot of research on, okay, we're going to go here. I want to know what this city's about. Like, how did it come about? You know, what are some of the great things? You know, what's the significance of this cathedral? Stuff like that. But walk us through, because we have some pictures. I know, like, you had some schnitzel at one of the places and some goulash. And I mean, a lot of, you know, the experiences revolve around food a lot of times.
Well, it does. And I think, like, one of the greatest ways to get to know a culture is, of course, experience the food. But the great thing about, I think, doing an Adventures by Disney trip is, you're right, Mike, it's good to know some of the history, but that's what the guides do in a way that just really, it does immerse you in the culture. They are, if we're riding a bus to get to where we're going to go, the guides are there talking to us about what we're going to see, why this is significant, what was leading up to this, what was going on in the country about this. And we went to some really interesting countries. I mean, we started in Budapest and went to Slovakia, and then we're in Austria, and then we're in Germany. And the picture that's up right now is actually, we went to this huge horse farm in Slovakia, and they prepared what is sort of a traditional meal for us with duck and pork and chicken and all kinds of like bratwurst and
Wiener schnitzel,
things like that. But yeah, that's part of it. I mean, you do get to experience some great meals that are off the ship as well. And that's a great point, you know, to keep in mind when you're doing that. But the river cruise can be as active or as non-active as you want. There are very active things to do every day. Included in this itinerary were things like, we went up to a medieval castle and we really climbed up a mountain to get there. For folks who didn't want to do that, there was an alternate thing for them to do. So there was always something for there to do. There was a 20-some mile bike ride that was available at one of the ports. There was climbing up this tree path, this high tower, the tree path of Kopfing was there. There was a Himalayan salt mine adventures. And part of that was getting to slide down the wooden slides that were the salt mines.
Yes.
I mean, the way they used to get the salt from here to there. We went to Mon Si, which is the place where the church from the Sound of Music was, and we stayed in this beautiful village and ate a lunch right there on the water. It was beautiful as we looked out there. We went on a Passau walking tour in Germany. We got to see that. We visited palaces. We did beer tasting. We did wine tasting. But I think one of my favorite things that we did was we went to this little apricot farm. And the reason why I love this excursion so much was it felt like such a real experience. We went there and there was this family-run apricot farm. The woman whose husband, whose this farm had been in his family, took us on the tour. And she took us out to the orchard where they grew apricots. And she spoke with such pride about how her husband was so innovative and got a lot of the apricot farmers in the area together to form sort of a co-op. Because I guess an apricot is a very fickle kind of plant or a tree. One year you'll get a bunch of them and then the next year you won't. So her husband sort of got all these folks together who sort of farmed in the same area. And they created this co-op so that there wouldn't be a year when it was, you know, desperate for some families and not for others. And he started doing wine with his apricots. It wasn't just jelly. And then he started doing liqueur. And she spoke with such pride about this and talked about it. And it was just so incredibly heartwarming. She took us down into the cellar where they made the wine and the liqueur. And she sang us a song that she had just to show her thanks for us. We tried the wine, we tried the liqueur. I know, right?
After you had a little wine, you're probably singing your own song. Like, oh, I love Europe.
It was just so heartwarming to have the experience of getting to know her and her family. And how else would you have gotten to do that? That was really about what this region of Austria was about right here, that there were the apricots are famous. And the wine was famous and all of this. And it was just incredible. There it is. We were there. But it was just incredible to have this opportunity. But there were so many little moments like that, Steve and I, in our true element in the vineyards. But that's the thing I think that Adventures by Disney does that nobody else can do. Right now, our friends Joanne and Jerry are on the Italy Adventures by Disney, which I've had the chance to do as well. And I always share a story when people say to me, is the price tag of Adventures by Disney worth it? And I'm always like, it's such a huge value, first of all, because Disney does it in a way that nobody else can. And you get, there's all these things included. But when I first went to the Sistine Chapel, when I had gone to Europe for the first time, we were herded in there during the middle of the day. We were shoulder to shoulder with people. There are guards yelling, "No pictures!" I mean, it was really, it's like that. And it was an incredible and amazing experience. I was always moved by it. And then a few years later, I got to go back with Adventures by Disney. We went after the Vatican was closed. There was a group of less than 40 people in the Sistine Chapel at one time. And there was a man who had a passion for this place that he communicated to us, telling us all these different stories about how the Pope didn't like this person at the time, or Michelangelo didn't like the Pope and he painted him as a donkey. He is the face of a donkey in some of these things. I mean, just things like that. It brings history to life in a way that I never thought possible. And it was just one of those, like, pinch yourself, I can't believe I had these experiences kind of moments. And when I was on this river cruise, I had so many of those moments where I was just wowed and awed and brought to tears at different times about what a meaningful and incredible experience this was. It's just, it's hard to put into words. It truly, truly is.
So let me ask, how many people are on typically one of these, you know, river cruises? Because obviously they're more intimate. And was there kind of a, you know, I'm guessing more of kind of like a camaraderie of the passengers because you're in these ports and you know, doing these experiences kind of together with a smaller group. Was it like that?
You are. So there are different activities that take place each day and you get to pick the different activities you would like to do. So it was kind of nice because you sort of get to, you know, rotate around and meet a bunch of different people. But there's a group of folks that we met, you know, the first day or so that we all came back and had dinner together. No matter what we were doing during the day, we came and had dinner together every night and we talked about it. So there really are about 150 people on this cruise and you do get to know everyone. And the great thing about the Adventures by Disney River Cruises, there seem to be a lot of little groups of kids. So you have younger kids, like real young kids, then elementary kids, then maybe, you know, junior high school and then high school. And that was really cool because there was enough people and enough different kids that everyone sort of found somebody to hang out with. And all the different kids did lots of things together too. They had kids activities. And of course, that's something that Disney does so well. There were always things that, you know, really appeal to the kids of all ages. But yeah, you did. And you did get to know a bunch of the people. They have activities in the evening. I mean, it's not going to be like a river cruise. It's not going to be like an ocean cruise. You're not going to have a comedy show at night. But they brought on local entertainers some nights. They had karaoke one night.
Yeah.
People were singing karaoke. They had different movie nights for kids. They had a pajama movie night for kids one night. I mean, just they thought of all those things to keep you entertained and all different groups to be entertained. And yes, going through the locks, incredible. I mean, you could reach out if you, now the captain told us not to.
You might measure your fingers.
He absolutely did. He said, do not do that. But I could have reached out and touched the lock. That's how close you are. You have about this much clearance on either side of the boat. It's incredible.
So he's like, you know, keep your hands and feet inside the boat at all times.
Yes.
Just for real.
Yeah,
like,
right?
This isn't Pirates of the Caribbean here, people. This is real stuff. I will say, you know, I loved kind of following along and seeing what you guys were doing when you post to our agent group and seeing the pictures today on the show. It reminds me of, and this is a compliment for me because I'm a huge fan of the Amazing Race TV show, because I think what it does is, for somebody that's stuck in Missouri and hasn't traveled internationally other than, you know, ocean cruises, is that it kind of gives a sample of local, you know, of course, it's probably not as real as it could be on the Amazing Race, but it gives you a sample of like local cuisine, local traditions, local cultures. And as I'm looking at your pictures, I'm kind of seeing that. And I, you know, because obviously you're not staying there, but more than, you know, 12 hours and you're moving on to the next thing and you're getting a sampling of all these great cultures and all this, you know, pieces of history. So is that kind of what you would explain what this was like to somebody that's kind of not experienced with Adventures by Disney? It's a little bit deeper than that, though, I'm sure.
Yeah, it really is sort of a way to see Europe that sort of brings it to you in a way that's sort of easily understood or appreciated or consumed, if you will. That, you know, there's no way to understand all different aspects of the history and the different cities and areas that you're going to. But they bring you something that is meaningful and worth seeing and worth experiencing. So you feel you have a taste of that. You kind of had a sense of what that's about what that area is about some of the things that they did. And you really need a guide to do that justice. You just do. I think that they have a way of breaking it down into a story that's relatable, right? And you know, when you go somewhere and you have a friend that lives in the area, like all our friends who get to go to Aulani, and George lives in the area, and he always tells you, you know what, you got to go here to do this, and you have to go here to do this. And, you know, he kind of can be your tour guide. That's what it's like. It's like that. It's like having a friend that lives in the area who can tell you the best places to go and explain to you why this area is important or significant.
Okay, for those watching the live video, and of course we are an audio podcast and we get that, but we, you know, you can go to YouTube and check out the video. What's a quick story with this goat in that big chapel behind it or building? It's pretty, that was my question.
So in Monsey, we went to the chapel where in The Sound of Music they got married. It was in that chapel. Well, this town knows where it's at because at the little store that was located very close to this chapel, they're selling these goats. And for those of you who have seen The Sound of Music, of course you know that the goat is in there. So we had to buy the goat. I was looking at this goat and I said to Steve, this is ridiculous to buy this goat. And he's like, oh, we have to buy the goat.
Right. Like, I mean, why wouldn't you? I mean, right.
So we took the goat's picture in front of the chapel, but it was very cool to get to see that in person too. I am a huge Sound of Music fan. That's from Muncie as well. It's this beautiful lake. It reminded me sort of Lake Tahoe up in the mountains there. And it, you know, there's so much about it that's just stunningly beautiful. I felt like I was waking up to a new beautiful thing to look at every day, and it was so cool.
So, did you find that hill and do that twirl or whatever she does in the preview?
Yeah, I did. I did do the twirl.
Oh my goodness!
I did. Okay, let me. So, you know, we don't have much more time, but here's what I ask our folks that come on our show on Mondays, which I love because this is basically a trip report on a Friday of something a lot of us will probably never do, but maybe you will, and I hope to do this someday because I'm a history buff, and this is like you're under the Disney umbrella, which is my jam. History, you're cruising, but in a different way, you know. And these are my peeps. We probably eat at 4 o'clock, right? Is that cool? I mean, no, I'm just saying. No, that's my jam.
Seven.
It's probably
seven.
Later. It's probably gonna kill me. I'm like, I'm starving. Anyway, yeah. So what was the most unexpected thing, even for you? Because I think you have a wider, you know, background to draw from when it even comes to Adventures by Disney and just the Disney destinations as a whole. Obviously, because it's your living. But what was something that surprised you, or that was something that you were not expecting that you came home like, wow, that was kind of cool?
Okay, so I'll give two. A funny one, which is, first of all, they had an ice cream party on the ship for us one day while we were, you know, cruising down the Danube. And they had all these different toppings, right? Mm-hmm. And one of them was amaretto. I was like, what? Who never told me that this was a topping for ice cream? Best topping ever, by the way. Just
oh my goodness.
No. But anyway, awesome. the kids could not have the amaretto.
I would guess
just
that would be
adults.
No.
So anyways, no, that one's kind of funny. That was unexpected, I would just say.
That is unexpected, for sure.
And it wasn't ice cream, it was gelato, of course. So, and... You know, I think any trip like this, especially someplace that you've never been and may not return to again, I think one of the things that really makes that memorable, that makes it part of your life, is that it does become part of your story. And the people that you get to experience that with are in that, you know, become a part of that too. So Steve and I did this, you know, this trip together. Steve was with me, and it really helped me, I think, see Steve in a different way, which is weird because we've been together for so long.
No, I understand completely.
But,
I get it.
This forces you out of your comfort zone just a little bit and exposes you to different things. And I think it really makes you appreciate being there with someone. And, you know, I absolutely, and I think that that's something that only travel like this can do. It sort of does open your eyes. I mean, let's be honest. I'm sure the people listening to me out there are like, Budapest is not on my bucket list. And I would have thought that too until I was there and it was boom, amazing, you know, especially at night. And being there with someone that you care about, or getting to experience it with friends and family, and even the folks that you meet on this adventure, it means that you have this story that is unique to y'all, unique to the people that you got to experience that with. And that's an amazing thing because you learn about them and you learn about yourself. And, you know, there's nothing better than that feeling.
So let me ask you this in closing, because we have a picture up here that has me, you know, more curious than like the cathedrals and all the beautiful, you know, vistas you got to see from the ship. Because, again, when I go to Walt Disney World, and especially when I'm on a cruise, I love getting to talk to people from other cultures, other parts of the world, because that's really cool for somebody from Missouri. You know, like, I'm stuck dead in the center of the United States. You know, you don't get to interact with people from other cultures and backgrounds as much as you would have the opportunity at a Disney destination, especially on something like this. But, you know, the video, again, you can check out on our Facebook page or wherever, but it looks like kind of like a town celebration, or like the locals are coming out. So is that something that's common? Because I think that would totally be my jam too, getting to just talk to people from that city.
So they had an Oktoberfest that was just for our ship. We actually just got to walk off of our ship, and they had this tent, and they had beer for us and pretzels and all of that, and they brought in some dancers local dancers to dance for us. And you can see there are kids there. And you got to do that, but you absolutely get exposed to so many different kinds of people. You really and truly do. And that's another thing that's just awesome about it. I mean, we had a woman who was explaining to us what it was like to live in Hungary during the Cold War. And it was a really interesting, I mean, you know, how often are you going to have the opportunity to do that? She was one of the guides, and we were on the bus from one thing to another. And she was explaining that to us, what it was like. And she told a great story about how you would go and line up, right? She lived in like Czechoslovakia, and which isn't even there anymore. And you would go and line up, say, for shoes. And when you would get there, you would have, you would get two right shoes. And they were just pretty much like, that's what it is. Yeah, you know what I mean? And, and she talked about how that brought the community together, because the government didn't provide you with everything. So you really had to learn to rely on the people in your community and realize, you know, what was going to happen. But all of her information was really just so interesting. And the fact that you do have these local guides at each location bring that, you know, again to you. So yeah, it was great. And we're going to, we're working on some more YouTube videos on the Magic for Less Travel channel. We have one in the stateroom up right now. We have one on the sun deck, which is the top deck. And then we have another one coming that's going to be sort of a walk through the ship that will sort of give you kind of an idea of what it's like to be on these smaller ships. And here's another thing I will tell you. You know how you're on an ocean cruise and like they get cool and comfortable, let me tell you, but they don't get like hotel room cool, right? None of the ocean staterooms get that cold. This stateroom got cold. And I think that's one of the things to help me sleep so well, besides the fact that I was exhausted because we had been touring all day. They got really cold. So for those of you who think about that, that's a plus.
That's how we roll here at the Be Our Guest Podcast. We like cold rooms.
Nope, that's how you two roll at the Be Our Guest Podcast. That's not how this one rolls. Don't freeze me to death.
To get more blankets. Well, Pam, thanks so much. It really, having the pictures, and if you don't get a chance, you know, this, if you get a chance this week, swing by the Facebook page or the YouTube channel and check out the great photos, because they really kind of do tell a story in and of themselves. But amazing trip. I mean, this is one of those things I know, like you were like, oh, you know, it's a big time commitment and it's a big financial commitment. It's just, you know, it's a lot. You know, you don't just hop, skip and jump down to Walt Disney, you know, over to Europe like you do to Walt Disney World. You had a lot of things to consider, but you came back and you just couldn't stop talking about this. So I think that, you know, that kind of tells the story right there.
It does. I'm always impressed every time I do an Adventures by Disney trip. I mean, I love the Disney theme parks and the destinations here, but I can tell you I've been blown away by Adventures by Disney. So it's up there as one of the best trips ever.
All right. And it ties right in with our great sponsor, the Magic for Less Travel. So if you're thinking about doing a river cruise, you know, or any Adventures by Disney, and maybe you don't know, but you know, you can have an introduction to Adventures by Disney with these short little weekend things here in the States. You can go places like Nashville or Wyoming, or, you know, and be a cowboy for a weekend, or, you know, be a, you know, a country music star, kind of see all Music Row down in Nashville, stuff like that. You can go in really easily with a shorter one, or you can go all out, you know, like our friends at Griffiths over in Italy right now, or like Pam did a river cruise in Europe. You know, you can go amazing places and get access that you wouldn't normally get and just have experiences that'll change your life. So just, you know, next time you're thinking about doing a Disney trip, whether it's Walt Disney World, Disneyland, even Disney Cruise Line, like Ricky's setting sail here in a few days. I'm so jealous. You know, work with the Magic for Less. They're experts. They're passionate about the product, and they have a team of agents. That's a great thing, is that there's a huge team of agents with backgrounds that are so varied. So, you know, if there's a question about something, one of those agents has been there and done that, and they work as a team, and they're going to help you have the most magical trip ever. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. And don't forget, we got a great Amazon affiliate link, and it really does help support the show. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Thanks so much to everybody who continues to use that link. Give us a follow on social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at Be Our Guest Mike. We've got a great Facebook page at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast and the YouTube channel where this video will be residing. Check it out at youtube.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, time to get out of here for the weekend. I know we're all wishing we were heading to Europe, but yeah, I'm probably just heading to, we have a football game to go to this weekend, so I'm not heading anywhere. I'm just listening to podcasts and running and having fun with my family, but that's not too bad either. So whatever you're doing this weekend, have fun out there. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike saying stay safe and have a great weekend, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.